Affirmations keep me living in the now. Affirmations keep me living in the now. Everything I think and everything I do and everything I say is an affirmation. It's a statement of where my thought is, where my ideas are, where my life is, what is taking my attention. These are all glorious affirmations. These are all glorious expressions of who and what I am. And these affirmations keep me living in the now. So, when I think of an affirmation, I think, is it beneficial? Is it something that is going to help me accomplish the goals in my life or keep my attention readily on what I want to keep my attention on? Now, what do I want to keep my attention on? What sort of things are important for me to think about? What sort of things are important for me to have in my life? Am I going to have in my life thoughts of the past that cause me unhappiness, or thoughts of the past that cause me happiness? I have an infinite number of thoughts of the past that cause me glorious happiness all the time. And so I allow my attention to be on them whenever I think of the past. But I rather think of the now. What am I doing now that makes my life exciting and fun for me? What am I doing now that makes my world a world that makes everything just so wonderful and so peaceful and so happy? What am I doing now? I am saying, I like my body. I like my mind. I like my spirit. I like my world. I like everything. I like me, I like me, I like me. I cannot say that enough. I train myself and everyone in my world to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Because every time I cause myself to say that, I am putting a cause in motion for me of liking myself, of liking my body, of liking my life, of liking every experience I have, and just thoroughly enjoying every moment of life and enjoying every activity in which I am involved. Now, you say, well, that's Pollyannish. Well, certainly it is. And isn't it wonderful when you can wake up in the morning and say, wow, I got a great body. Wow, I feel wonderful, and stretch and just feel so great, and bend down and touch your toes and go into the bathroom and clean your teeth and say, ooh, it feels so fresh and so nice. And wash yourself, prepare yourself for the day. And as you prepare yourself for the day, you go to breakfast and you say, good morning, good morning. If you're all alone, good morning. If you're surrounded by your family, good morning. If you're surrounded by friends, good morning, good morning, good morning. And you just cannot say it too often, because you say it's a good morning. You say it's a good day. I say it's a good day. And I say it's wonderful. Now, I've been getting into the habit, by choice, of saying to Ellen as she prepares our meals, what a lovely meal you prepared. What a lovely dinner. What a lovely... Oh, if I don't like the potatoes and I say they're not done well, I'll say that, but not with any distress. It's just a matter of, hey, potatoes could be done a little better. And so the next time she makes potatoes, she'll make them a little better. And if you don't say what's in your heart, what's in your soul, now if you say, my potatoes are always done perfectly, my potatoes are always done perfectly, and you don't say anything to anybody else, your potatoes will always be done perfectly. But we are people of sharing our attitudes and our love and ourself with others. And as we do that, we have a tendency to say, hey, the potatoes weren't cooked quite as perfectly as they could be. And boy, isn't that wonderful? Yes. I like to take myself back again and again how affirmations really work and how I work with my dog. I think a thought and my dog comes forward and fulfills that thought that I'm thinking. We're out walking and I say, under my breath, "Rex, come walk with me now. My wonderful boy, come walk with me." And you love to walk with me. And then the next instant, he is walking with me from behind or on the side or in the front. He's walking with me. He comes out of nowhere, out of the bushes. He comes out of the pathway. He comes out. Now, if I can do that with my dog, I can do that with the potatoes. And I can say to myself, I am always served beautiful potatoes. I'm always served potatoes that are perfectly done. I'm always served potatoes that are perfectly cooked, however they're made, whether they're mashed potatoes or au gratin potatoes or whatever potatoes are made in the thousands of different ways. They're always ideal. And I am saying something more like, "Hey, Ellen, wow, you've created a new dish with these potatoes. They're wonderful. What did you do to them? You made magic over them. They're just fantastic." Do you know what Ellen would do? She'd just float to the ceiling. She would think, "Boy, he likes what I'm doing. He likes how I'm doing these things, and I like how I'm doing. I'm having so much fun doing it. It's just so wonderful. It's so fantastic." And yes, that's true. Affirmations keep me living in the now. And as I do these affirmations with my dog or with Ellen or with my world or with myself, they bring results. They bring a response. They bring everything into divine order. And how great it is. How great it is. Yes, affirmations keep me living in the now. I have so many adventures that take place in my life. So many wonderful things. Christy from London called the other day, and she wanted to wish me well with my brother's passing, and she wanted to tell me everything is great in the world. And she says she cannot wait until next June, the third week in June in 2013, when she will have me in London again and have me to share the teachings, the philosophy of the University of Healing. Well, now, why does she do that? Why does she do that? Does she do that because she knows that it makes me happy to share? Or does she do that because it makes her happy to share? It makes her happy to realize that she is affirming living in the now. June, the third week in June, is already here. It's already here for her. She's already living in that. She's already experiencing it. She's already having herself in her hospital work that she's doing and associated by all of the wonderful people she's associated with. She's already doing it in the now. And it is so wonderful when you realize how fantastic life is, because life is just filled with all the glory and all the magic and all the wonder we could ever want to know in our life. It is so fantastic. It is so marvelous. And that's what it's all about. And like my nephew, Tom, I went to Virginia, to Harrisonburg, Virginia, for my brother's Celebration of Life program. And Tom had a chance to be with us, with me, quite a bit. And he is saying to himself, "I cannot express to you how much it meant to have you come to Virginia to celebrate Dad's life. I will cherish our time together." Well, just a short few words that say so much, that say such beautiful, fantastic things, and so marvelously done. And it's just like Anita sending us a Christmas card and a Christmas package filled with all sorts of little items that are just thoughtful and gentle and perfect. No mink coat, no Rolls Royce, but something far more valuable than a mink coat or a Rolls Royce. All the love that she put into the little packages that she prepared for us, and all the caring. And all I have to do is to think about that, and I'm affirming living in the now. I'm affirming enjoying and being present in all that is good and beautiful. And life is just filled with delight. Life is just filled with magic. And I am filled with that life. Affirming and making affirmations keeps me living in the now. Join me, living in the now, and you too will have experiences beyond your imagination because you took them for granted in the past, as I have done. And now I'm taking them for joy in the present, and I'm living in the now, and affirmations keep me living in the now. Have a lovely day, and as you prepare for the Christmas season, fill your heart with love, with joy, with forgiveness, with peace, and you will know that all things are only of value when you live them in the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.